Task 3. During the energy survey, Terry and Benjamin observed situations where energy was being used inefficiently. They are now discussing the energy issues and possible solutions with Joyce. For Part A, listen to their conversation and complete the issue and solution organizer. For Part B, complete the note sheet and provide reasons. You now have 30 seconds to study the task. At the end of the task, you will have 1 minute to tidy up your answers. Task 3, Part A.
All right. We noticed some energy issues during our walkabout this morning. Now, I think we should brainstorm some possible solutions to these issues.
Okay.
Sure. Oh, before we start, I just want to remind everyone that when considering the possible solutions, please keep in mind the financial and time constraints, as well as the amount of effort involved to make the solution a success.
Sure.
Of course. Let's start with the first issue, lack of landscaping. There are no trees and bushes in our school campus to block sunlight and provide shade.
I think there's an easy and obvious solution to the problem.
Which is?
To plant trees and bushes. I don't think it will cost much to plant trees and bushes around our school campus. And it won't involve a lot of work, but the benefit will be immense.
True, but the trees must be properly placed. They must be planted on the south side of the school building.
The south side? Why?
Because they will block the sun in the warmer months and allow the sun to shine on the building in winter when the leaves are gone.
Oh, okay. Just let me write that down under remarks. Trees must be planted on the south side of the school building. Right. How difficult is it to implement this plan?
Not difficult, I guess. As you know, the school management is determined to make our school a green school and has been considering different ways to achieve that, one of which is through planting trees and bushes on the school campus. I'm sure the principal will support this, because trees and bushes can reduce the amount of energy required to cool a building.
That's a huge benefit. Okay, right. The next issue is leakage. Our windows and doors are not tightly sealed, and there are no sweeps at the bottom of the doors to prevent air leaks.
This is a tough one to solve, as it requires time and a lot of money to fix the windows and doors.
Tough indeed, as we'll have to seal all the windows and doors in our school.
And guess what? We have many windows and doors.
True. Sealing all the windows and doors in our school involves a lot of effort, time, and money.
Yes, but the benefit is that we'll have less wasted energy.
Just let me jot this down under benefits. Less wasted energy. Okay.
But we shouldn't forget about maintenance. Once the windows and doors are sealed, they need to be checked regularly.
That's important, and I'll put that down under remarks. Right, now, what can we do about students leaving the lights on when the rooms are empty?
Well, I can think of two possible solutions to this issue. Both of them cost nothing and involve minimal effort.
Okay, let's hear them.
Firstly, we've got to understand that even the best lighting system is not efficient if people don't use it wisely.
That's right.
Our students do not always turn the lights off when they leave a room. That has to be stopped. Hence, I suggest that students form an energy patrol team to ensure lights are turned off when rooms are empty. The energy patrol team should check the classrooms and special rooms daily and report the offenders to teachers.
I like this idea. Reporting the offenders to teachers. Let me mark this down under a marks.
The second solution is to educate students about the importance of energy conservation. I suggest that we ask students to make signs and stickers in order to remind themselves to turn off the lights when they leave a room.
Good idea. The signs and stickers can serve as reminders. So, two solutions altogether. A student energy patrol team plus signs and stickers.
And the benefit is huge compared to the costs of implementing these plans, since lights account for nearly 30% of the school electricity bill. By being more conscious of their actions, students can help the school save a lot of money in the long run.
Another tough energy issue is the old electrical devices and appliances. There are so many of them in our school, and most of these devices are important tools for teachers and students.
Obviously, we can't replace them with the energy-saving ones all at once, as it will cost too much money. But what I'll suggest the school management do is to replace the old electrical devices and appliances in stages. For example, the photocopiers in the library consume a huge amount of energy every day, and they should be replaced first.
So, what you're suggesting is that we replace those devices that consume most of the energy first.
Yes, Terry. That way, we can reduce energy use immediately without breaking the school's bank.
That may work. Good suggestion, Joyce. Well, it won't cost much in the beginning, and it's relatively easy to replace the older electrical devices.
Task 3, Part B. Terry, Benjamin and Joyce are discussing how to promote the energy awareness message to their schoolmates. Complete the note sheet below based on what they say.
Okay. Our action plan requires students and school staff to make changes in their behaviours so as to reduce energy consumption at school. I wonder how we can gain their support and motivate them to participate.
Well, perhaps we can start by explaining to them the reasons why we need to conserve energy. For example, we can tell them that it saves money and protects the environment.
And as well as that, saving energy creates a more positive learning environment. When we save energy, everyone benefits. I suppose everyone in our school must be made aware of these benefits in order for them to understand and participate willingly.
Yes, people will not practice energy-efficient behaviours simply because they are told to do so. We need to provide them with good reasons. Saving money, protecting the environment, and creating a more positive learning environment.
I suppose we could broadcast the energy awareness message through the student radio station and in the announcements on the school website.
Or we can promote the message through posters.
I think we could broadcast the energy awareness message through different channels. Stickers and pamphlets are two other possible ways. The aim is to remind our schoolmates of the recommended actions and the benefits of these actions.
That is the end of Task 3. You now have 1 minute to tidy up your answers.